Movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Here's Tim Lammers.
New in theaters this Super Bowl weekend is 80 for Brady, an entertaining, mostly fictionalized account of a group of senior women. They have a Tom Brady fan club, and they have a quest to attend the Super Bowl in 2017 to see Brady's New England Patriots take on the Atlanta Falcons. The film is inspired by a true story of five Massachusetts women who gathered every Sunday to watch Tom Brady play. But for the film, there are only four of them. They're played by Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. The film follows the misadventures of the group after they win tickets to attend the Super Bowl in Houston. And while the situations are sometimes hokey, for the most part, they are funny, entertaining, and sometimes very emotional. You don't have to be a Patriots fan to love the movie, although I suspect since a big part of the movie is about the Patriots' historic comeback against the Atlanta Falcons, it's not going to play well in Atlanta. A quick scan of History versus Hollywood online shows that most of the things in the film didn't happen, but it doesn't really matter because you're watching five legends, Tomlin, Fonda, Moreno, Field, and Brady, doing what they do best. 80 for Brady is new in theaters.
When you said 80s for Brady before you got started, I was like, what is that? And then I remembered I've seen the previews, and I was so excited about seeing these ladies together. I love them all so much.
You know, I do too. And you know, the interesting thing is I've mentioned probably several times, I don't watch trailers just because I think they give away too much, but you can't help but catch TV spots.
Yeah.
On occasion, and I thought, oh my God, this just looks really stupid.
Yes, right.
And so I thought, okay, whoever put this together, you know, you're not doing it any favors. So I really didn't have any expectations going in to see this movie. And, you know, at the start it feels kind of hokey, like I mentioned, and then it's like, you know what, this, you know, when you get legendary actors together like Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno and Sally Field, I mean, you just can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong because these people are so good. And Tom Brady playing himself, he's only in a couple of scenes. You know, there's stock footage of him from the Super Bowl, but as for actual acting, he's playing himself. So, you know, he does a terrific job at doing that. And it's like, wow, I actually like this movie.
I think, you know, I look at the previews and I just see those women, and it reminds me of the one that Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda are in together that's been on Netflix. What's it called?
Oh, yeah. I know what series you're talking about.
They had like three or four actual, series. Like, it kept going. I was like, wow, because it was actually really good. But when I first watched the first one,
Frankie,
I thought it was... Gracie. Gracie and Frankie or something.
Frankie and Grace. Grace and Frankie. One
I can't
of the
remember.
Two. Yeah. They're terrific together.
Oh my gosh. You know? That was a hilarious show.
Yeah, yeah. And so you really do discover that obviously when you pair people like this together, they do have chemistry. And when they feel that chemistry, when an opportunity comes along to not only work together again, but then you add in Rita Moreno and then you add in Sally Field, it's like you don't see that often.
No.
You know, so it was really a great opportunity for the four of them to get together. And again, you know, it's not like they're trying to one-up each other or anything. You know, they all just have their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all so terrific. They all work so well together that it's just an absolute joy to watch them together.
I think I was just watching. It was like an interview with all of them. And Jane Fonda was kind of the lead of the interview. And she was saying how much she wants to get to know people. She said, when you get older, you kind of get curmudgeon. You don't really go out and make friends. And she's like, I don't have friends all over Hollywood. And Sally says she didn't have friends all over Hollywood. None of them did. But she said, at this point in my life, you reach out to the people that you want to be friends with. And she said, that's what I do. At this point in my life, she says, I reach out to the people that bring me joy. And these women bring me joy. So I thought it was a really nice way. And they look like they all get along so well.
Yeah. The official title, by the way, is Grace and Frankie. I didn't know if it was Frankie or Grace that came first. But the Netflix series. With Sam Waterston and Martin Sheen as well. So,
funny.
More legendary actors. And, you know, they're pros, right? They just know what to do. And, you know, it's a shame that you don't see more of them on, you know, projects in the lead roles. Now, mm-hmm. Grace and Frankie obviously is different. But, you know, big screen films, right? It's about the younger kids all the time now,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So it's really great for these four forces of nature just to come in and mow everybody down.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder sometimes.
Because they're so wonderful to see together.
I wonder sometimes how they feel about it. Because, you know, at the Grammys, too, I don't know if you watched any of the Grammys, but, you know, there's all these people in a category, all these new people, you know, Maren Morris mm-hmm. and all these upcomers, and Bonnie Raitt takes an award. And then up for Album mm-hmm. of the Year, all these, for country music anyway, all these country pop star or country-ish kind of pop stars of today. And Willie Nelson, who's 90 or going to be 90, he takes the award for Best Album. I mean, it was just,
yeah,
it's like it's sometimes, I mean, you like it because they all sit there and they're all very, like, nobody's mad that those legends win.
Well, yeah, and they should be rewarded, let's be honest,
yeah,
you know, because there's a reason that they're still around today. I mean, their music is timeless,
mm-hmm.
you know, just as the work of, you know, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Lily Tomlin, and Sally Field. It's all timeless, right?
Yeah.
But it's great to see them all together. The great part about it is, though, I mean, they all do have, you know, you don't see them as much as you'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
But their careers are all still very high profile.
Yeah.
Because of these Netflix shows. Or, you know, you see Sally Field in a show called Winning Time, where she plays the mom of the owner of the L.A. Lakers in the 1980s and 90s. And,
mm-hmm.
It's really cool, you know. And then, of course, you know, Rita Moreno was in the remake of West Side Story.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, it's so wonderful to see all of these people really, you know, and Rita Moreno is in her 90s.
Gosh.
She looks like she's a lot younger than that.
Oh, she does.
She acts a lot younger. She doesn't, nothing is slowing her down, Kelly. I mean, she, you know, so the fun part about this movie is that 80 for Brady, all of these women were in reality, in real life, over 80 years old. But there's a joke in the movie where Sally Field says, well, wait a second, I'm 75.
Oh, funny.
So, yeah. And in real life, she is 76. So she was probably 75 when she made the picture.
Oh,
and
funny.
On the back of their jerseys, they all have, you know, 80 for Brady on the back. On hers, the 80 is crossed off, and there's a 75 for Brady.
Oh,
so that's kind of funny. But, you know, it is just such of a sweet movie. And again, it's all fictionalized. I shouldn't say all. It was inspired by a true story.
Yeah.
Where these five women actually did have this fan club. All their husbands had passed away, and they just found such joy in getting together every week to watch, you know, Tom Brady play. But that's pretty much where the story, the real story ends, and 80 for Brady begins, because they never did go to the Super Bowl. Again, there were five of them instead of four of them.
Right.
But you know what? Who cares?
Who cares? It's still a really cute premise.
It's so much fun. If you get an opportunity to put all these great actors together, like the four of them that I mentioned, and Tom Brady, you got to go for it. And I'm so glad that they did.
How much fun did they have meeting Tom Brady too? If they're sports fans, they probably thought that was a trip.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he does have, you know, a couple scenes with them. You know, I won't say what exactly. But, you know, the thing that really took me aback is that, and without revealing anything, there's one of them has a storyline that's a little bit more serious,
yeah,
or a lot more serious, I will say. And it's like, I'm at the end of the movie, and it's like, why am I crying?
Yeah. why am I doing this?
It's very emotional. It's crazy. It's like, I did not expect this coming into this movie,
wow,
you know? But, yeah, it was so sweet. And so heartfelt that I would highly recommend it. You know, again, the timing is perfect. The movie's got a limited shelf life, right?
Yeah.
Because the Super Bowl this weekend is like, well, do you really want to see a Super Bowl movie after this weekend? Well, I don't know.
I
would certainly see it again if I had the opportunity.
Now, is this in the theaters or is this just streaming?
It is theaters only.
Really?
You know, again, they're going to make it to streaming sooner than later. It seems like a lot of films have been making it, you know, within a matter of a month to, you know, premium video on demand where you can rent them for $20. I know there was a movie called Megan. It's about this artificial intelligence, this doll. I don't know if you've seen any. It's a scary movie.
It
came on theaters in early January. It was already on premium video on demand by the end of the month.
I've seen previews for it because I kept looking at it going, is that an actress or is that a doll? I didn't know what I was looking at.
Yeah, it's an actress underneath there, apparently.
Really?
But it looks like a robot.
Yeah.
And it's frightening. If you want to check that out, it is frightening. But you know what? It's also funny in a weird sort of way.
Okay.
I mean, it's great. You know, it's great when a film like that can be entertaining because they do work in humor in a messed up sort of way to make you laugh. And I think that's why I was able to tolerate that movie because, Kelly, look, I like action figures. I collect them and all that stuff. But when it comes to dolls, I get freaked out.
You're so funny. I don't know. I had baby dolls when I was really little, and I loved those. And I think my mom had to finally throw one away because I drug her through the mud. You know, I had her everywhere.
Are those the ones where the eyes open and shut?
I don't remember if mine did or not, but yes, you know, and they seemed like they were real baby bodies. They were kind of squishy, but they had like a real head with their eyes with the big eyelashes.
Yeah, it creeps me out.
That's totally so funny. I never had any of those porcelain ones.
Thank you for the description there, Kelly. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Thank you.
But there's a difference, right, between the ones that are porcelain and have broken faces that you find in people's attics. And I never had that.
So anyway, I would say if dolls freak listeners out like they freak me out, you got a good alternative to watch 80 for Brady. So So what's wonderful about film sometimes is that, you know, they're just such wonderful surprises. You really don't have a lot of expectation going in.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's why I try to avoid trailers, because sometimes those trailers build up expectations, but you're only seeing 2 minutes of a film.
Right.
So you can throw, and this has been something that's been going on our entire lives, where we'll see a trailer and you get basically the two best minutes of the film in a trailer, and then you get there and the rest is just blah.
You know, I do wonder about the behind the scenes stuff though, but shooting for all these women that are in their 90s and 80s. Did it take them longer to shoot these scenes? Did they take more breaks? What did their food look like? Were they eating healthy or were they eating chips? I want to see what the back
especially when there's
the scenes
a scene where Sally Field has to eat some Guy Fieri hot wings.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I doubt that they were the real hot sauces on there. Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, I would imagine just like anything else, I mean, you got to build up your stamina to work on a project. I mean,
that's true.
Not the Tom Brady sort of football stamina, but, you know, the shoots can be long and grueling and, you know, long days on film sets. Now, I've been on a couple film sets, and let me tell you something. It's not as glamorous as people would think.
Oh, no.
It's a lot of hurry up and wait. You're standing around mm-hmm. around, and it takes forever to set up these scenes. So these film shoots, I should say, you know, they go about 10 weeks, but they're generally going 10, 12, 15, 16 hours a day.
Gosh.
It's not like people are standing on set that entire time. They can go into their trailers.
Right.
But it's a long haul.
Yeah.
So that's a good question that, you know, I didn't get the opportunity to interview him for this, but that would be a good question if I ever do talk with any of them in the future. I actually did talk with Jane Fonda at one point.
Yeah.
And Sally Field a couple times and Lily Tomlin a couple times, not Rita Moreno.
Yeah.
But they were all just wonderful. They get it. They appreciate where they're at, and they love what they do.
Lily, she started more as a comedian, right?
Yeah, remember Laugh-In?
Yes. And now she's worked her way into, I mean, she's a great actress in her older years. It's just like everybody loves her. I think she was, wasn't she in the 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton, too?
I think she was.
Yeah.
And she was also part of the Prairie Home Companion movie, which was the first time I talked to her. And then I talked to her again a couple of years back for another film.
Hmm.
But there's a wonderful film called All of Me with her and Steve Martin that's also wonderful.
Oh.
So, yeah, she's just been in so many terrific. They all have been. These actors have been in great, great projects. So, it's just a thrill to see them, you know. Forget about it. I'm up there. I'm doing what I like doing.
Right.
I don't care.
80
Age
for
is
Brady.
A state of mind. Yeah,
that's
80
right.
for Brady.
They're doing us all justice by just still doing everything they want. I love it. So, all right. Well, Tim, thanks so much for being here. Our movie reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Seeking justice for the injured. You can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And Tim will be back next week with more movie reviews. If you want to see more from Tim Lammers, you can go to DirectConversations.com.